Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Ann Anderson. Ann, it's lovely to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. It was a long walk from my desk to come in here.
All 20 of those feet. You got to put one foot in front of the other, and it's rough.
That was a rough walk.
But we're here today to talk about the pie auction, Kicking Country's annual pie auction, coming up on Wednesday the 11th. And I'm excited for it. I know you're excited for it.
Yep.
But for people who might not be familiar with this might be their first time tuning in, what is this pie auction?
Well, the pie auction, we started raising money for local cancer patients, and we wanted a unique way to do it. The pie auction actually was started 23 years ago, and we have carried it on for nonstop through that time. And we have, the last several years, done it for cancer patients for our area, that all proceeds go in the form of $100 fuel cards that we give out to residents of the Castle Valley area every 6 months. They can call me and get a fuel card to help with travel expenses. There's no regulation as far as income level. You don't even have to be traveling out of the area for services. Even if you're traveling here in Price locally to go to doctor's appointments or the hospital. And so we get about 50 pies that we have donated from local businesses, elected officials, even individuals that want to participate. Each pie comes with a bunch of swag, certificate, different items with them. And we auction them off, and all money is raised stays here locally for our local residents.
And that's what I love most. Not a single penny of this goes back into the station's funds. This doesn't go into our accounts. This all is going back into the community to help those people battling cancer, as well as the Thomas B. Anderson Scholarship Fund, which is something I have come to really love.
Yeah. Thomas B. Anderson, as most people know, ran the radio station here for many, many years. He's my husband's father. And in 2012, he passed away from pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. And he was a big proponent for our education, higher education. And so we wanted to do something in addition to the fuel cards. And so we started the Thomas B. Anderson Scholarship, which is $2,500. And anybody who has been diagnosed with cancer prior to the age of 18 can apply for that scholarship, and it can be used at any education, further education after high school.
You know, it's always great to further that education, and especially when you've overcome challenges like that. Being able to get that additional help from the scholarship fund, just incredible. And some of these pies have started rolling into the station already, and I'm jealous of them because they look so incredible. So can you give us a bit of a preview of some of the things we're seeing being entered into this year's auction?
Yeah, we have some unique things happening this year. Of course, we love all the variety of pies that we have. In addition to pies, we have swag items. Castleview Hospital has donated a backpack that is full, jam-packed of stuff. We have a cash pie again this year. We started that. Cash Busters has done that for us the last several years. We never know how much money's in the cash pie, but so we have that. We have certificates for eateries. We have swag. We have gift items. I know Olivetto's provided. She didn't do a pie, but she provided everything for the pie, a beautiful pie dish, recipe. So it's so fun when all of them come in. We are lucky, we are spoiled here at the radio station, that many people know that we enjoy the pie. So they will bring an extra pie for all of us at the radio station. So none of us go hungry. In fact, I think I don't eat pie most of the time because I think I fill up on it this one day a year.
I remember getting that scale shock right after last year's pie auction. It's incredible how united this makes the community. Now,
it is.
Looking over the history of the pie auction, do you have any memories that stick out, any fun stories you want to share?
Yeah, you know, there's always, the best stories are those individuals that want to come in and share their story with us and have fought the battle and have won the battle. And so it's always neat to hear those stories. There are a lot of tears that are shed on the pie auction day because, unfortunately, not all are survivors. But we've some of the fun things that happen. We have local businesses that get into bidding wars, and we're trying to bid on pies and they're like calling back and, calling out their competitor or calling out, different doctor's offices, call out each other. So it's a lot of fun with those kind of memories of the competition that goes back and forth and bidding. And it's not, like you said, it's not necessarily about the pie. It's that we have such a great community that always steps up and supports each other, no matter what. I mean, we've unfortunately suffered lots of tragedies in our area, whether it be with the mines or things. And this community always rallies again up for each other. And this is one of the events that I'm just so proud to be a part of, and that this community is so lovingly willing to open their pocketbooks and step up and bid on pies.
Now, speaking on the community, if there's anyone listening right now, any business owner or just a citizen who wants to get involved, can they still donate pies to this?
Correct. Yes, they can still donate. Well, what the best thing to do is give me a call. I'm not sure how many more pies we can take, but maybe there's items that they can donate from a business or something like that. But yeah, give me a call at 637-1167 and I can help you out. And we love everyone to be a part of this in some way or another. So we appreciate it.
And then let's talk about what this goes to fund, that fuel card program. If Correct. There are people who are in need of these fuel cards, what's the best way to get in contact?
Yep, same phone number. Give me a call. I do the fuel cards every Wednesday and people have become used to it. And you are able to receive a fuel card every 6 months now. It used to be every year, but we have such a generous community that have donated and stepped up and bought these pies that we are able to actually give a fuel card every 6 months. We also have a lot of doctor's offices. I know for sure one, Dr. Gagan's office, always is great when they have to give that diagnosis to a patient. When that patient's leaving, they give them my business card and they make a call to me and I make sure to get them set up with a fuel card right from the get-go. So, yep, you can, if you know someone, all they have to do is be a resident of Carbon and Emory counties. That's all that is, and that you've been diagnosed with cancer. And give me a call and we can get a fuel card sent out to you.
And, getting that cancer diagnosis is probably one of the scariest things you can experience, but it's good to know that here in our area, you don't have to go through that alone. You got lots of resources available to
Absolutely.
Help you. Now, Anne, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just that, tune your dials in. It's going to be on Kicking Country Wednesday, June 11th, kicking off at 9 a.m. will be the first pie that's put on, and we'll be live on air until all pies are gone. Hope to have, last year was a record-breaking year. We would love to have that again. So far, we've raised over $217,000 since we've been doing this pie auction. So we'd love to increase that number and make sure we can continue. The thing we don't want to happen is we do not want to run out of money to help those in need. So that's our goal, is to raise enough money that we can help individuals. We spend about $17,000 every year giving out fuel cards. So we need to try to at least hit that number so we have enough money for fuel cards for the coming year.
And ultimately, it's about giving back to
yep.
the community. Anne, it was a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thanks,
we really
Aiden.
Appreciate it. And again, our guest was Anne Anderson. We were talking about Kicking Country's pie auction coming up on Wednesday, June 11th, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. Again, that's going to be on Kicking Country 98.3 106.7. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.